From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. UN human rights monitors in Iraq continue uncovering evidence of growing atrocities against civilians by Islamic State militants as the battle for Mosul advances. The story from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says the UN has come across images of children being forced to carry out executions.
ISIL also posted a video on Wednesday showing four children, believed to be between 10 and 14 years old, shooting to death four people for spying for the ISF and the Peshmerga. The video shows the victims falling into a river nearby.
Shamdasani says there is evidence Islamic State is stockpiling large quantities of ammonia and sulfur in Mosul close to civilian areas. She says this is raising concern that IS intends to use chemical weapons against civilians as part of its strategy to hang on to Mosul. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A man believed to be a member of the Taliban blew himself up inside the U.S. military Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing at least four people and wounding at least 14 others. That attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Seoul staged a mass rally demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. A scandal over a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend has shattered Park's carefully crafted political image as an incorruptible leader and has left her increasingly isolated and now powerless. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has put his vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence, in charge of his transition team. Advisors to Trump says he wanted to use Pence's Washington experience to aid a swift transition in January. In addition to Pence, Trump said that three of his five children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with his son, Jared, would help with the transformation effort, serving on an executive committee. Protesters took to the streets in the U.S. city of Miami, Florida, to voice their opposition to Donald Trump's presidential election win. As night fell, the demonstrators began to watch and march. This man is a Trump supporter out of among mostly anti-Trump supporters.
My point of view is this is America, and as a veteran on Veterans Day, it would be inappropriate for someone who stood up for the country for the way it was built to not be here to show support for the country. And that's why I came out, even though I know I'd be outnumbered about 3,000 to 1.
And this woman is an anti-Trump demonstrator.
I'm opposing this man. This man is not going to be my president. He's not going to take away my rights. He's not going to take away the rights of my friends.
Spurred by fear and outrage, protesters around the country have rallied and marched as they have done daily since Trump's victory. The spirit of demonstrations on college campuses and along downtown streets were mostly peaceful following previous outbreaks of window smashing and fire setting. Demonstrations also were planned for today in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and other areas. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has visited Antarctica ahead of an international climate change conference in Morocco next week. Mr. Kerry's aides say the trip was an opportunity for him to learn about Antarctic climate change. The secretary has made no public statements while in Antarctica. Mr. Kerry returns to New Zealand today to meet with the Prime Minister, John Key, and from there the secretary travels to the Middle East for talks, and then he'll be slated to deliver a major climate change speech. President Barack Obama's final scheduled foreign trip as president of the United States is likely to take on a more sobering tone after the surprise election of Donald Trump, who had vowed to abandon some of Mr. Obama's priorities. Mr. Obama first travels to Greece, where he will deliver a major speech in Athens on the challenges raised by globalization. And from there, he will head to Germany. And then from there, he'll travel to Lima, Peru, for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. A concert by British pop legend Sting is marking the reopening of the Paris Bataclan Concert Hall 1 year after suicidal jihadis killed 90 people with guns and explosive belts. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.